Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is the Kicks and Giggles Show with your host, one of the divas of Monday night, K.S. Lewis, and my guest host tonight.
Oh, it's Brocky.
This is Brocky, my favorite whiskey connoisseur from Whiskey and Kicks himself. This is Mr. Whiskey and Kicks.
Mr. Whiskey and Kicks. That is me.
That is you.
Brocky, like the Black Rocky. That's all you usually tell people.
I like that.
Because people always call me Rocky.
Okay.
The Black
this
Rocky.
This is my boo, y'all. How about that? This yes, is my boo. I'm so
true.
Excited that you're with me tonight, hanging out for the Kicks and Giggles Show. We're talking about cheaters tonight.
Yeah.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, because, of course, it's, you know, this is the first day of fall. So I feel like even though people like to have pumpkin everything, you know.
I'm not a big pumpkin person, but I'm a huge fall person.
Really?
I love it.
I like the summer. As you see, I can't let it go. I'm still wearing
yeah,
everything out.
Yeah, right. Keep y'all looking, strapped
keep,
up.
Keep looking that way.
Hey, you invite me here, you invite all of
I
me.
I know.
You know me.
I'm inviting you here, and then I'm like wearing this low-cut dress and stuff. Hey, listen, I'm single.
Hey, listen. You know what I'm saying?
Cheers,
you do
I'm single.
Cheers. All right. And I'm getting you sauced up.
He is, y'all. So I didn't go on Facebook Live. I went on IG Live to show because you cannot have Brocky on your show without having a drink. And he is phenomenal at making delicious drinks. And he made me this wonderful old-fashioned tonight. So for those of you that are listening and not watching,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, you can't see how amazing this drink is. But to everybody that's on IG and Facebook Live, you can see this drink.
I know how I do.
Whew.
It's brown sugar in there. You know what I'm saying?
I think he just sprinkled a little tiny bit of brown sugar in here because as soon as we went off the IG Live, y'all didn't get to hear me say it.
She asked for more.
So I was like, can I please have some more syrup, please?
She sounded like a child when she said it. Like, can I have some more sugar?
Oh, my gosh. It was so strong, y'all. But I love strong drinks, so it's all good.
It is barrel proof to your in your
it's
defense.
100 proof, right? Didn't you say it was 100?
It's 116 proof, burger.
Oh, shit.
116.8 to be specific.
See, this is what happens when you have a drink with Brocky because mm-hmm. you start talking all crazy.
It's a good time.
But anyway, so if you are just tuning in for the first time, this is the Kicks and Giggles Show. And typically, Micheline Bowman is here, but she is vacationing in Jamaica. So shout out to Micheline. I hope you are having a wonderful time. I know that she is.
Enjoy that sun.
Yes. You know, she has been... If you follow her, then you've seen some of her pictures and some of her live stuff that she sent back and let us just kind of see what she's doing. But she's living her best life.
She's
right now.
Dope. She emceed your event that I
she
came
did.
To.
She did. She emceed the Love Dish viewing party.
She's
year.
Dope. Yo. Her
That's
personality is out of here. I need to get her on the show.
Listen, but you can't get her on the show with me. I already told you. Listen,
what?
Brocky be trying to – listen, I was on Brocky's show – I was on Rocky's show, like one of the early shows, you know, when you're doing early shit and you ain't got the lighting right.
And he
tried to do, like, he tried to show it in black and white. And then I start seeing, like, my homies. I start seeing all these other people do the show. And I'm like, damn, they look really good. I'm coming back.
You are dope enough. See, I always talk about people who jump on stuff early when it's dope, when
this
they see something
true.
That's dope. So you were, you know what I'm saying? You recognize it early
on. I knew
from
the beginning.
And you jumped in there. And Sipping with Brocky has grown since those days, and we need to get you back on.
I'm coming back on there. That is a promise. But I had so much fun on Sipping with Brocky.
Mm-hmm.
I love coming to your events. I was just telling him about every time I come to one of his events, first of all, I buy something. So I bought this dope t-shirt the last time. I was going to wear it tonight, but, you know, I just didn't.
Right.
And I always think about buying shoes. You always have, like, the most amazing sneakers, because that's what you do.
Well,
you talk about Kicks.
That's my business, Whiskey and Kicks. You know what I'm saying? I have to represent when I go out, and I have to have the sneakers on.
I can't afford those shoes that I see at the events that you host. I can't afford that.
Well, yeah, you know.
So I take pictures, and I, you know, I do the little selfie next to them, like, look at this. Do the little live, like, look at that, y'all.
Look at these sneakers I didn't buy.
Look at these sneakers I didn't buy.
I can only imagine how many pairs of heels you got in your closet, though. So let's not sit here and talk about this, because with the kids, it's not just about sneakers.
This is
it's
true.
About shoes, period.
This is true. This is true. And I do have heels in my closet and all kinds of other stuff. So
exactly.
But I, again, I'm just so happy to have you here. You
I appreciate
are the
it.
Man. You are my goodest friend.
I feel the
Since
same
Since the
exact
day
way.
We met, we have been cool. So just tell people about Whiskey and Kicks before we get started, because I want them to also support you.
So first of all, if you want to follow me, follow. I'm going to throw this in the beginning. Usually it's at the end, but Whiskey and Kicks_IG. Whiskey and Kicks_IG on Instagram, whiskeyandkicks.com. And Whiskey and Kicks is a podcast, a video podcast about booze and shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I go around and I speak to bartenders and everybody, distilleries and the owners and distillers, and we talk about the science, the math, the blood, sweat, and tears that go into you tasting your favorite spirit, getting your favorite drink, whatever it might be. You know, so you take it for granted. You go to a bar, you say, let me get a vodka and cranberry juice, whatever. And you don't think about what goes into creating that vodka.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So, that's
we got to say hey to Miss Lee, because she just logged on to say hi. She's from Jamaica.
She got the flag on there and all.
I'm trying to do an accent, but I don't even want to do that.
Yeah, that's what you're trying
to do. I was going to. But I just don't even need to do that.
I'm not going
to
insult my West Indian master.
I am not going to insult people tonight, but she's in Jamaica. Shout out to Micheline, the other diva of Monday night. Miss you.
Yeah.
Can't wait for you to get home. I was trying to say this a minute ago. I'm telling you, y'all, this old fashioned, it's already working. If you have just tuned in, this is the Kicks and Giggles show. We are on second and fourth Mondays at 9 on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And you can find us everywhere you like your podcast. So Apple, Spotify, Blog Talk, Spreaker. And then you can also watch us on Facebook Live and tonight on IG Live, because Rocky has got us going on his IG Live.
Whiskey Kicks_IG.
That's right. So we're going to talk about cheetah pumpkin eaters tonight. You know what I started to call this show?
What?
Cheetah, did you eat her? If you're going to cheat, you may as well go all out. Don't be playing
Is that what they're doing out there?
I hope. I'm saying if you're going to cheat, then don't come half-assed with it. Don't do.
If you're going to do it, you go all out.
You got to make it count. But first, let's talk about this whole, you remember like maybe a couple months ago, there was this whole thing about do black men cheat?
Right.
Or
no,
black men don't cheat.
Cheat.
That's right. Yeah. Black men don't cheat. So what's your thoughts on that?
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be transparent.
Oh, wait. You know what? We forgot to do our high and low.
Oh, high and low. Let's do that first.
I'm all over the place because Micheline's not here. She keeps me on my toes.
I'm throwing it off. My cologne. It's my cologne.
He smells good. He looks good. He made me a good drink. I am totally thrown off.
Bourbon. Am I going first?
Yeah.
So I'll go with my high first.
Okay.
And then my low will make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the high is that, and this is in the last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got a new job.
Awesome.
So as I was telling you earlier, I've been unemployed since June 11th of this year.
Wow.
And I got a new job. Now, trust me, the creative side of me, I'd rather stay out of the office, out of the cubicle.
Yeah.
However, I still need the money to fund my passion.
Of course.
So I got a new job. I start next Monday. I'm happy about that. The downside, the low, is that it's going to take away all this creative time I've had since June 11th. I've enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I've been on my grind. I've been, doing as much as I possibly can without the funding that I usually have.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing. I was employed for a short amount of time last year too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And trust me, that time was beautiful. I wake up, I take walks, I get exercise, I make calls, I send emails, and I get it popping.
All the stuff that you want to have, that you always say you need time to do,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. So I can't be, it's a blessing. So I have this new gig coming up. I'm happy about it.
And Micheline is chiming in. I got to see what my girl is saying. She's saying, I'm all about the Monday. And yes, she is. Monday's her favorite day of the week.
Okay.
And spirits, can't wait to meet Brocky. And thanks so much for having Kicks and Giggles. Indeed. You already
cheers
know.
To you, yo. Enjoy doing AJ. It's dope. Montego
yes.
Bay, I was out there. Duns River Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Cattle Rands, all that good stuff. Rum. Oh,
all
it's,
day.
It's beautiful.
You can drink rum all day.
Yep.
So my high and low of the week. So, oh, well, it's not necessarily, it's a little similar. So a lot of people don't know, but I am not filming my other show this season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a down thing. But the reason is because I wanted to be able to really focus on being a mom and focus on the things that my daughter wants to do this fall. She's in the eighth grade and she's, you know, planning to apply to a performing arts school for high school. And so I just felt like I needed to take a step back and put in the effort that she needed, right?
For sure.
So that's a great thing, right? The mm-hmm. downside is that, oh, my God, all the shit I got to do now. Like, I drive her everywhere all the time because
right.
she's in performing arts. And so she's in plays and she dances and she does all this
oh.
stuff. And then I'm cooking, which I love to cook, don't get me wrong, but all the time, and this finicky teenage child doesn't want to eat the food that I cook.
Lord have mercy.
So ask me how many times her ass has been hungry.
Listen.
Okay.
All right. That's how we came up. You're going to eat this or you're not going to
eat? You
eat
this or you don't eat. So, yeah. So that's kind of a high and a low for me. It's so wonderful to be able to spend this time with her. And to be able to focus on the things that she needs me to focus
mm-hmm.
on for her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm tired. Oh, my God.
Yo,
I'm looking at ribs and cabbage and mm-hmm. turkey wings.
She
didn't
say ribs. She was like, ribs. Like, ribs. Did y'all hear that?
And you know I'm from North Carolina. So I've been going in on cooking. I made a rum cake for my staff.
I saw that, yo.
You
for your staff?
It was for my staff.
Because you know I look in your kitchen like, where's that rum cake at? Because that was just like a week ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I eat a week old cake.
It was gone the same day.
It
was literally gone in 10 minutes.
I make a mean rum cake, too.
For real?
I make a mean rum cake.
Oh, yeah, you know we're going to have to see about that. Because you know I make an angry rum cake.
Attitude. I like it.
Yes, but let's get into tonight's topic. For those of you that are just tuning in, whether on Spreaker or Blog Talk, this is the Kicks and Giggles Show. I'm K.S. Lewis, and tonight I have a guest co-host.
You have a great voice.
Thank you.
You have a radio. I don't have that. This is Brocky. I'm a guest host. This is my job. I throw her off. I do this.
He's
this is
totally
what
we, been throwing me off the whole night.
But you have that voice. Like I don't.
I do.
Yeah, I don't okay. think I ever want to do it. Have that voice for my show. Like I want to just stay raw. Like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and they had to take me as I am. But that's pretty good.
Thank you.
You didn't
you.
Go through training for that.
Oh. Well, I take that back. I did a little training. But not a lot, not
that's,
a lot.
That's amazing.
But yes, so we are on second and fourth Mondays at 9 p.m. And let's get into the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, or cheater, cheater, you know the rest.
Black men don't cheat. That's
Black
they,
men
that's
don't, that's what they say. What do you say about that?
So just to, like I was saying, just to be transparent,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay any attention to this whole thing until like yesterday. All right, so
when I was like, Brocky, do you know what they always talk? Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it
that's
only took
you
a day.
Looking at it.
Yeah, because I'm too busy on my grind.
Yeah.
To be paying
you.
Attention to stuff. Not to knock anybody. It's entertainment. That's
yes.
just not my form of
I
entertainment.
I hear you.
So I looked this up, and of course, it's complete bullshit. Right. I mean, come on. It's complete bullshit.
I'm gonna spit out my
drink. don't waste that bourbon.
I will not. I promise.
Black men don't cheat. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's funny.
Where did
it
even come
but
from?
I think from somebody's mind. I mean, the artist is a comedian, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you know, Lil Duval.
Yes.
He's funny.
Yes.
It's funny. It's good. But I think at the root of it, it's just a platform to talk about real issues,
mm-hmm.
right?
So, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about.
So
black
what's
men,
the real issue, though? I mean, because. There were a lot of people that got behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Excuse me. There were a lot of people that got behind
yeah.
it. I would say there was a little bit of back and forth about it, but I didn't take any of it seriously.
You can't. And,
right.
and I heard people talking about it. I heard the word, you know, I watched Breakfast Club and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess what you want to do is first, if you really want to break it down, define cheating. How does one cheat? Right. So
what constitutes cheating?
What constitutes cheating?
Yeah.
So I think what constitutes cheating is unique to every couple.
Okay.
Right? So it depends on whatever you guys agreed on, on what defines your commitment.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So you don't think it has anything to do with like your traditional mindset of a relationship?
If you allow society to dictate that, then yes. Mm-hmm. But if you are aware enough, you and your partner, then you guys decide how you want to live your life, how your relationship should be. So
if you and I are in a relationship, right? Both of us are entertainment personalities to some extent, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go to events. We're doing things all the time. You already know I'm a big flirt. You know this personally.
And you know this about me. You're all up on me. I'll be trying to tell you. You need to stop. You're all up on me all the time.
So
I'm just joking, y'all.
But, you know, so a personality like mine, when I'm out, I see people all the time. It's a kiss. It's a hug. It's a how you doing. It's a hey, boo. It's a ooh, you look good. It's all of that. When does that cross the line into cheating?
Well, you can cross the line when you start seeking in another person what you feel like you're not getting from your own partner.
Okay.
Right? So if you are not having a proper communication with your partner and you're just seeking this somewhere else maybe, then you are essentially cheating on your relationship.
I don't know, because sometimes I feel like every partner is different, of course. And for me personally, like I've dated guys that got a problem with my personality and with me being like, you know, like real friendly, flirtatious,
whatever you want to call it.
And then I've had some who's just like, girl, you'll do your thing. I'm going to be at the house with my feet up chilling. And I think as a woman, sometimes we want a little bit of, We want someone to be like, what the hell are you doing? Don't say that. Don't do that. You know, like, who are you talking to over there?
Yeah, look, let me tell you something.
You do it, I'm fussing you out.
Right. See, so look, like, so for me, and not to pull me back in, if I go too far.
Nope.
So for me, when it comes to something like that, I'm going to take it out on my significant other in a sexual manner.
Oh, wait. Tell me more.
So if you feel like, you know, if I feel like, you know, I see you flirting with somebody, but I know you're just doing your thing.
Yeah.
We're in the entertainment business. So you got to, you know, network and so on and so forth and whatnot. So, you know, if you feel, you know, you're getting a little friendly and somebody get the wrong impression. So I might peep that.
Mm-hmm.
I might peep that and be like, you know, I saw you earlier, you know what I'm saying, talking to the old boy or whatever, you know what I'm saying, the mayor's assistant, whatever he is or something. And, he's looking at his little buddy over there. I'll see you later on, though. I see.
Right.
You know what it is.
Right, right.
You know what it is, and there you go. Yeah.
So you take it out. You take it out sexually.
Yeah, I'm not an insecure man, so you know, we have this understanding. We have a relationship, and I know that the intention is pure. Right. It's not
on the significant other's end.
Yeah. It's all about everything is about intention.
Yeah,
right.
You're right.
So if you have pure intentions. And you're not out here being malicious and trying to make me look bad or be out of line yourself or whatnot and compromising our relationship, then I understand that.
So what about the other person that doesn't understand it and they coming on to your significant other? Like, what constitutes cheating in that part? Because there are some people who are just really nice people. Like, again, in our industry, sometimes it's kind of difficult to be like, yo.
Yeah, chill. Yeah, you have to be careful with that, right?
You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't necessarily run into that issue because I'm a man, but I can understand.
Right, it is very different for
it's
men.
It's different for us. So, but when you're talking about cheating, you're talking about, so if you're my lady and this is about you, it's not about him. So if he's trying to, you know, whatever message he might have gotten from you, it might not be the message that you sent.
Right.
So,
and
you
don't want to put an identity, like, I guess I could see something as easily as, you know, a guy trying to make you feel like you jumped the gun. Like, okay, I say something to you because I'm thinking that we're flirting back and forth, and you're like, nah, I was just being friendly.
Yeah. I mean, people miss.
So then I'm looking foolish, you know,
right,
for saying something, or I'm making my significant other look jealous.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. So I guess you have to walk that line. You have to tread that line lightly because you're trying to conduct business out here, right?
Yeah.
So you can't be like, oh, I'm not sure what you thought this was, but
right.
It's like, well, I'm not sure what you thought this was.
And then you look like a fool.
You look like a fool, and you lost out on a business deal, possibly.
Right.
So you have to be careful with that kind of thing. But you know, at the end of the day, man, it's like you and your significant other, whatever parameters you guys set up,
mm-hmm.
when those parameters are stepped over or broken and so on and so forth, then you have a conversation about what is this cheating or not.
Who do you think cheats better, men or women?
Women.
You think? Why?
Easily. Men get caught on time. what are we talking about? Is this a real question? Is this a trick? Men get caught all the time.
You don't
cheating.
Think women get caught?
Yeah, but not as much as men.
Okay.
Look at the conversation that we have. Why do you think they came out with a song called Black Men Don't Cheat? Because black men always get caught cheating. Right? So women, they don't get caught cheating like men do.
But let's take it back to, because I don't think we ever really talked about why men or women cheat.
Ooh.
And
that's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's heavy.
Why do they cheat? Because we can talk about being friendly. We can talk about being flirtatious. We can talk about crossing signals and they're mixed or whatever. But if you make that decision at some point to say, nah, what I got at home ain't good enough.
Right. Right. Right.
Like, what are some of those reasons?
There's layers to that because you have a relationship at home with a person.
Mm-hmm. A whole relationship. Yeah.
Now, either in that relationship, if things are unsettled,
uh-huh.
right? Let's say you're not happy, you guys are not happy. You're either playing or acting like you're still in a relationship, or you're living in separate rooms, separate areas of the house,
mm-hmm.
and y'all know. So if one of those people step out, like if you're living in the basement and I'm living in the bedroom or whatever it is, or vice versa, we don't even see each other, or we cross paths, whatever. Or one of those people step out and do something else. Are you cheating?
Yeah, I mean, if you're still in the relationship, I think so. You don't think so?
What defines that relationship?
Your original commitment.
Right. So if that commitment gets broken,
mm-hmm.
and then you guys have pretty much given up on the relationship, the only thing that's holding you together at that point, if you're married, is a piece of paper.
Mm. Is that when it's cheaper to keep it comes in?
I don't know, man. It's complex. See, that's the reality, is that it's a complex thing.
Oh.
And you really have to look at it and break it down. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but if you guys are quote-unquote trying to make it work, you know, you're going to therapy and things of that nature and trying to make it work, and, you know, after therapy, you're like, yo, I'm about to go play run ball with the fellas, and you go over to your side piece house, and that's foul.
Yeah. That's just a greedy motherfucker.
That's a greedy motherfucker. And you foul because you lead her on, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then I think...
Women do it too, though.
But I think women cheat emotionally more than physically.
Mm, okay.
I've heard different things. I've heard women cheat just as much as men. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But I think...
I shall remain silent on that.
I can't with you, man. But I think, I mean, do you think women cheat more emotionally than they do physically? Because men are physical and women are emotional beings.
I do. I think women like to have companionship. And
mm-hmm.
sometimes I think they get it in ways that, you know, opens up the door to more conversation. So if you are my man and I come home and you don't have a lot to say to me, and I get online and, you know, old boo from 10, 15, 20 years ago is so happy to, you know, like all of my pictures and tell me how beautiful I am and make me laugh at old jokes, then I'm going to, you know, be typing. My fingers are going to be blue because I'm going to talk a whole bunch more to that person while my man is sitting on the couch chilling, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You got that damn right.
Yeah. And I think women
Emotionally unavailable, right?
He's emotionally unavailable. He's not even trying to be available. And, you know, by the time he even finds out about it, like, it's done.
I know y'all ladies out there.
You better be able to put it down.
Yeah. Make me forget.
Make me forget. You know?
Find out. Y'all ladies be having work husbands. I know y'all
do.
Uh-huh. Y'all be having work husbands.
You're my entertainment husband.
I am.
When I see Rocky, the first thing I say is, you know you my boo.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Why you, come over here. You know you my boo. That's
what
right.
It is. I'm about to get you in trouble on your show with all that bourbon over there.
I know.
Your
okay.
Ice melted, though.
I know. But your drink is gone.
My drink is gone.
Micheline already said my eyes heavy. I am cheating on the wine. You know, normally we drink wine.
Wine is cute. It is.
Micheline, you hear what he said? Wine is cute.
Wine is cute. It's cute.
Well, this old-fashioned is legit. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Kicks and Giggles show with K.S. Lewis and Micheline Bowman, who is not here. But we are in good hands with our guest host tonight.
Rocky, Whiskey and Kicks, baby.
That's right. And you can catch us on second and fourth Mondays at 9 p.m. So make sure that you check us out.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we're talking about cheating.
It's a heavy topic.
It is a heavy topic.
It's complex.
I'm telling you. But, I mean, but it happens. It's happening all the time.
Do we talk about personal experiences on here?
We can.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Word. Damn.
But who hasn't?
I think I have.
You think you've been cheated on?
I never caught anybody cheating on me.
Oh. What would you do if you caught someone cheating on you?
I don't know. That's an interesting thing because
you to me are very mild mannered dude.
Very, very.
So I wouldn't be like, I can't imagine you being angry enough. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really get very angry when people do things to me. I get more angry when people do things to people that I care about.
Okay.
Right. So that's always been me. So let me tell you a quick short story. So,
go ahead. I'm gonna sip.
Yeah, you go ahead and sip. So in high school, right?
Uh-huh.
So my high school sweetheart, we had this this big trip to the amusement park that everybody from high school was going.
Mm-hmm.
So I got on the bus. We all heading out there, and I got sick.
Mm.
And I got sick. I started throwing up and everything. I had to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I had to go home. So the next day, people were like, yo, man, your girl went home with this kid named Red. Right. She went home with Red. And he took her home.
Oh.
Right. I was like, okay.
Take him home.
I'm going to send this to V. She's me and V still friends. My high school.
Okay.
So. Like, went home with Red. I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? All right, whatever. So, we get back to school on Monday, whatever. So, I skip class so I can go to the gym and play basketball, as I always did in high school. So,
wow.
We shooting basketball and everything. And Red was in there. So, talking about boom, shooting, jumping, whatever. And I'm like, you ain't got this. I said something like, you ain't got this kind of J or something like. He's like, but I got your girl.
Oh.
I said, okay, cool. If you got her, then you got her. And that's all I said to him. This is a child. In high school.
So you were just that cool with it, like.
Yeah. Do you think he had my girl?
No.
Of course not.
No, I don't.
Of course he didn't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So, you know, I think I would probably handle it very similar. If
mm-hmm.
you wanted to be with this dude, you go be with him. And that's it.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Whether I'm hurt or not,
yeah.
I deal with my feelings on my own, not with that person.
So I think I have grown into that type of an attitude,
mm-hmm.
but early on, I'm telling you, early on, no, I was wild.
I'm scared. I don't even want to know.
I'm cussing everybody out.
Everybody.
I'm cussing everybody out, and I'm going to act stupid. You're cheating on me. I'm acting stupid. I'm cussing you out. I'm cussing them out. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's getting it.
I don't care if you walk by.
You're
getting it too. That was early on.
You're not the same person.
Like last week. No, I'm joking.
Right, last week.
No, I'm not the same person. I'm kind of like you. Like, I think at this age, it's like, look, if you're going to cheat, come on. Really?
I don't have no control over
like,
that. I'm doing my best.
I don't have any control of whatever it is you decide to do when you decide to do it. I know what I do when I do what I do.
Right.
But if that ain't good enough for you, cool.
Let's
just part ways and let it be the end of it. And I think sometimes what I think happens is people don't know how to communicate.
Oh, all the
time.
You
know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, they don't know how to tell people up front what they need in a relationship. And
mm-hmm.
so their expectations are unrealistic
mm-hmm.
or they're
mm-hmm.
skewed or, you know, they're just off. And so because you're living with these unrealistic expectations that you don't know how to communicate off jump, then when something is going awry, you're just like, you're lost.
Right. Yeah.
You know
you're right about
I mean?
That. Your communication is key. And so many people fail on that.
They really do. They really do.
In all areas of life.
But I think with cheating, I really think it's something within that person that's doing the cheating rather than something that the partner's not doing.
Ooh, that's saucy. That is saucy. Let me throw this at you.
Okay.
All right. So I had a friend tell me one time, and this is based off of my personal experience in life.
Yeah.
He said that this might be controversial.
Uh-oh.
Is she still signed on? Your partner still signed on? I don't know if you want to hear this.
I think she's on.
I'm not sure if y'all want to hear this, but listen. He told me that with women specifically, that the goal is to get married, not to be married.
Ooh, okay.
So once the marriage, the big deal happens, once they get past that point, then they go on cruise control sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But they go into cruise control
mm-hmm.
and stop doing all the things that got to them to that point.
Okay.
So can that have
that.
Something to do with a person, a man at that point, stepping out of the relationship?
Oh, yeah, I have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard things like that. Not necessarily broken down in that way,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I do hear men say, like, you got to keep doing what you did to get me. You got to keep me.
Right, there. Right, right.
You know, because sometimes, and I, as a woman, I get it because, like I just talked about, you know, we're on mom duty, especially if you have kids.
Yeah.
We're on mom duty.
Yeah.
We're on wife duty. We're on just house duty, keeping the house a home, making the house a home and keeping it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're cooking. We're running the errands. We're doing all kinds of stuff. And then you want me to come home and wear a string up my ass and stilettos and have my and smell good.
Well, you know, I'm
and work and wear you out.
I mean, for me, I like the sweat. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
I like the sweat. You know,
yeah, but you
want to
go into the situation with the sweat already there. You want to make that person.
You
know,
you
sweat.
get home from work. You ain't got to hop in the shower for me,
yeah.
baby. But I'm 44 years old. I'm a punk. But no, I understand what you're saying. But
it's so much that you have to do to maintain.
See, but look, all those things you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cooking and rearing for the kids and
yes.
going to work.
And then
you want
us to be super sexy all the time.
Those are all jobs, but this is also a job.
It is.
So why does this job,
yeah.
I don't see you showing up to work late in the morning. I don't see the kids not getting fed. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't see all these other things getting affected, but the one job that gets affected is this one job here, keeping a smile on my face.
Mm. Well, you know what Niecy Nash says.
What's that?
A blow job a day. Side chick away.
Yes.
I don't know about that, but
I physically get weak after that. What are you talking about? I can't physically go out to cheat. I'm done.
It's a wrap, right?
It's over.
Right.
Yes, that is accurate. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, bomb.
I don't
it's
think
easy.
I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to. Well, I have. I was married before.
Yeah.
I've been married and I've been in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But those are not things you think about. Like, I don't think about, let me, you know, drop to my knees and, you know,
even I
don't think about that.
Yeah, and you have to, because even if the kids are in the other room playing or
mm-hmm.
in the bathtub or
yeah,
whatever it is,
ways.
Like for me, I'm the type of person where the flirtation for whatever's supposed to happen,
mm-hmm.
whatever that day, starts when I wake up. So
oh.
I don't, you know, if we're in the same vicinity,
yeah.
I don't care what it is, I'm always going to give me a handful of ass. That's going to happen all day, every day.
A handful.
All right, it's not going to be a part of my hand, not the surface of my hand is going to be covered in that. So you have to, you know, it's effort. You put the effort forth all day, whether you're sending text messages. In today's age, you're sending text messages.
Yeah, definitely.
It was emails at one point.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's not true.
Yeah, so
I used to talk to this dude that, and that makes me think of him because he would always text me throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
whether it was, you know, and it wasn't just like, oh, how you doing? How's your day going? He would ask that too, but it was like sending me a joke because he knows I love to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Or saying something silly,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, he did a lot of poetry, so he would send me like something real sexy,
y'all better
you know,
get,
or
y'all better
send
get
me like a crazy
meme.
Right. right, because he's fine now. He's fine. We just didn't work out. But, but yeah, so I totally get that because he was keeping it, you know, he was keeping my attention all day long. And if I was responding to his text messages, then I wasn't going to text someone else.
Yeah.
Unless I'm just trifling and I'm talented like that.
Talented.
Text multiple men at one time.
When this day and age,
with this day and
age,
you really
crazy.
Can't do that. You can't.
But yeah, that's legit. You know what I'm saying? That's a person that's giving you that attention constantly,
so
and not overdoing it. Like, why not message a lady and say, hey, do you feel sexy today?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And whatever her answer is, you have something for that too. And
mm-hmm.
If she's not feeling sexy, then you make her feel sexy. If she is, then I can't wait to see you later on. Like, those little things you have to do and to keep your partner happy and
right.
satisfied.
Now, what about on the flip side of that? Like, a woman texting her man and saying, you know, what color are your drawers? Or what? I mean, like, what are the things that women should say?
Send me a picture of you in some boy shorts. Like, why not? You know what I mean?
Well, if I'm at work, I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Ooh.
That bullshit, you can't. I know that for a fact. Not you. I'm just saying.
Right. Let's clear that up.
Listen.
Right.
Ain't nothing better than the bathroom.
It's just my entertainment, boo. It's my real boo.
You feel sexy
so
today.
Saying.
That's what I'm talking about. I see, you know, they talk. Look, if you.
They're letting us know.
They're letting us
how
know.
How can you not feel sexy with this man next to me?
Oh, God. Get out of here.
Come
listen,
on.
Listen.
Y'all,
yeah,
ladies, no, I ain't lying.
Nothing better than a bathroom selfie. And I ain't talking about your face either. Make it happen.
Do y'all really want that stuff?
Why wouldn't I want that? Why wouldn't I want to get a picture of an ass that I love to death?
That's
I want to see.
That's a good point. That's
yeah,
a good
I
point.
See.
You
I
want to
know
that
have
a. You got to be able to angle that correctly, though.
Oh yeah, you know we live in the era of angles. But if you are
right.
committed, so you know the angles already. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
the funny thing is, okay. So on the again, we're gonna talk about the flip side of this again. Men send dick pics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But women claim up one side and down the other that they don't want them.
It's bullshit. That's complete bullshit.
Why do you say it's bullshit?
Women don't want, I might buy into women not wanting unsolicited dick pics.
Okay.
All right? But if you say me, I was just listening to another podcast earlier today.
Yes.
And they asked, what do you do when a woman sends you nudes? And he was like, I send the hammer right back to him.
Whoa, the hammer.
The
hey,
hammer. I send
name?
It right back. Like,
no.
I can't with you, yo. You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you're sending something to me, I'll send something to you. I mean,
yeah.
it's, who cares? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who cares?
You know what? I'm so notorious for it. I will accept a picture all day, and then I'll be like, I can't.
Oh, my God.
I'm at my desk right now.
I can't.
I'm telling you, I'm the worst.
You are the worst.
The worst. I'll be like, oh, I don't have any of those pictures.
Oh, my God. You know what? Unfollow.
You know, it's so funny. At one point in time, I had, like, enough dick pics for an exhibit. I did. It was crazy.
Yo, that's
hilarious. I have a lot of girlfriends that don't like them, but I'm like, well, send me yours because I will look at them all day.
Look, man, I tell people, I joke about it, but I'm serious. Like, look, if somebody hacked my phone and put my shit on the internet,
oh.
I'm going to be like, my shit is dope. Like,
ooh.
I'm out there, baby.
For the record, I've never gotten a picture from you.
I don't send unsolicited dick pics. I'm just saying.
Oh,
that's rule number one.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? But like
y'all see the light bulb above my head?
Like my man said, you send me something, you're getting the hammer right back to you, baby.
That is too funny. If you are just tuning in, I'm K.S. Lewis with the Kicks and Giggles Show. Thanks so much for listening to us tonight. We're talking about cheaters. And I have
Brocky from Whiskey and Kicks.
Yes. And you're tearing it up, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm having a lot of fun. You know I like to rub my mouth.
And I do too. So this is a great conversation.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we talked about women being emotional cheaters,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what type of cheaters are men?
We are physical beings.
All day.
Yeah. Men are conquerors.
Okay.
So we want to get out there and we want to conquer all, as Nas said. Shout out to Nas.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you know, it takes more effort for a lot of men to not step out outside of their relationship than it does for them to.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
a daily struggle. It's a daily operation.
Are you for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a struggle for men to be faithful.
No, it's not about being faithful.
Okay.
It's a struggle for men to. Yeah, I guess it is about being faithful because you're trying to honor whatever commitment
you're trying to
you
honor
have
the
with,
commitment.
Yeah, you're trying to honor the commitment. But naturally, mm-hmm. men, we want to produce.
Mm-hmm.
We want to reproduce.
That's
why we're on this earth.
What?
Yeah, we are on this earth to reproduce. Know that.
Okay.
We are on. We are all. We are all on this earth to reproduce.
To procreate. All day.
Right. So, men want to go out and plant seed naturally.
Wow. Okay.
So it takes effort to not do that.
To not go out and seek a garden to plant.
Boom.
Seed.
Yes. Yes. And whether you get there to that garden and you just dig around and don't actually put a seed in it is a different thing. But yeah, I think that's a real thing, man. Like if you're talking about nature,
okay.
That I think that is the nature of a man to want to go and mm-hmm. do that. And so it depends on how strong a man is or mm-hmm. how weak a man is and all these other factors to determine if he goes out there to actually do that or not.
That's wild.
Yeah, this is why my man Joe is telling you to get me on the show because I have my views on things. But yeah, what do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's interesting. For one, it explains a lot
mm-hmm.
as far as which it's not that I didn't know that. You know, I just like the way you said it. So we always hear that men want to spread themselves. They want to sow their wild oats. But to hear you say it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes sense, especially if you believe in, you know, the things of procreation, if you believe in, you know,
mm-hmm.
The reason why men and women are here, if you believe in that.
Our
it makes
entire
sense
existence.
To me. Yeah, yeah, if you believe, yeah. But I just think it's messed up in a way. Because that makes me think that there's no one person for you. You know what I'm saying? Or at least men don't have one person that they're committed to or that they can be committed to.
So who...
You know what I mean? Buddy?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I know exactly what you mean. And who determines... Who determined that it took... That it's supposed to be just one person?
See, now you're saying some shit that I... Like, for real, I've said that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people think just because we've been taught... That you are supposed to be monogamous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know that we are created to be monogamous.
I don't
even
know
though,
either.
Even though, forgive me, my father's a pastor, Daddy, I love you very much. The Bible says drink from your own cistern. And so, you know, and if you interpret that the way many people do, it
mm-hmm.
means one person.
Mm-hmm.
There's one person for you. That's who you're with. But... How can that be so when there's so many gorgeous
oh, Lord have mercy.
People out here? And
I feel you.
The truth is that, you know, there are people with characteristics and things that attract you to
attraction
them.
Is real.
Attraction is real.
Mm-hmm. And I go for a man and for a woman.
Right, definitely.
Because I used to think that, you know, what I broke down was more of a man thing, and I kind of still do, but I think we've evolved as a culture and as a culture
mm-hmm.
because things are different in other countries. You know, we live in a little bubble here, so things are different in other
yeah.
places. But we've evolved to the point where women kind of
that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
like, I think
monogamy
there were,
is an interesting thing when it comes to both women and men.
It's almost surprise. It's almost a surprise when you hear people say that they enjoy being monogamous these days. Because
yeah.
so many people, like, you just have everything about entertainment, everything about the culture, everything about society that says to you, do what you want. Live your best life. You can, if you want to sleep with 10 people, sleep with 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have that one person, you can have that one person. And it gives people the leeway to do just what you said, to spread seed as much as they want. And it gives people, you know, it gives women the opportunity to say, as much as I enjoy you, I enjoy that about you, but I
mm-hmm.
enjoy that about him, and I enjoy that about him, and
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I enjoy that about her.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, because let's be real, like, there are so many blurred lines these days
yep.
that it's really hard to find people. And one of our listeners is saying, I do enjoy monogamy. I love that because there are so many people that are not participating in monogamous relationships anymore.
Those blurred lines you spoke of were not even approachable at a certain point.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So these days,
every day is a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all, and to be honest, our society here in the United States we're behind other societies.
Yeah,
been on that. You know what I'm saying? And doing things, you know, you're talking about Brazil and some in Europe, a lot of places. So
African cultures,
you know what I'm saying? So you know, but here we have this thing.
I could borrow her glasses for the blurry lines.
Blurry lines, right? We got people commenting on live and everything. It's fun. But yeah, man. So those blurry lines are something else now. You know what I mean? So you have to look at society and think about what they've taught us over this time, the idea of monogamy or the idea of what a relationship is supposed to be.
But
is
you know
that
what?
Really, up to date?
I don't know, because even when I think about the idea of monogamy and what we're in the same age range.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we can look back and say, oh, well, our parents didn't cheat or this or that. But to be honest, if we're really, really honest, like there's so many people that can point to, you know, granddaddy had a whole nother family on the other side of town and everybody was disrespectful.
Yeah.
But it's not that he didn't cheat. It's just that he didn't flaunt it in front of the main family.
That still exists today.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Back then,
you'd be right down the street.
It's more accepted.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, do what you want. I mean, there was a whole song about, you know, like you got him on the week, I got him on the weekend.
Right.
But, and as catchy as the song is, when you really break down the words of it, it's like, do I really want to share my man?
Right.
But there's so many people that they share their man, and then some people they share and don't even know. In the day, granddaddy, uncle, whoever, he had a whole family.
See, but listen to what you're saying. So I wonder if today it's only more acceptable because women also, you have a lot of people in open relationships and stuff like that these days. So women are also doing their thing and it's agreed upon. Back then, it was just the man. The woman
was
home. Women didn't have the rights to do all the things that they can do today.
And if women did do it, she was the most scandalous hoe in the neighborhood.
She was a terrible person.
She was ostracized.
Yep.
Everybody found out about it. The man put her out. And it was just, you know.
Date a pair, keep a spare.
Yeah, so some people do it. Date a pair, keep a spare. You know, but
yeah, it's wild.
It's
man.
More accepted for women to do the same things that men have been doing for years now.
Yeah, and people are agreeing to these terms in their relationships. I couldn't live that way. I couldn't do it in an open relationship.
So you asked me before, had I ever been cheated on, but you never asked me, had I ever cheated?
I thought about it, but I was with Aaron, but if you bring it up.
So I will be, you know, transparent. I cheated at least one time that I'll talk about. But I was in college. So I was in college and I was dating this dude. He was the sweetest guy on earth, right? At least from what I knew, he was the sweetest guy on earth.
Right.
But I was very sheltered growing up, right? So when I got to college and I saw all these gorgeous men that I had never seen before, I was like, what? What the hell am I? What? I mean, yeah, you're sweet and all, but he looked like he might be sweet too. And I will never forget, this dude was just the best. And I ended up meeting this other person. I did not know the two of them knew each other.
Oh, man.
But you know, college campuses can be small.
They can.
I was just from the country, so I didn't know how small they were.
Right.
And I talk about it in my book a little bit, but I went out one night with my girlfriends after being with both of these dudes off and on for a little while, and I come back to the dorm with my girls, and both these jokers sitting outside waiting on me. Because they've talked and they figured it out.
And that's what they decided to do?
Yeah.
And then what? What did they do?
So they sat there and I don't even remember what they said.
But they were kind of like,
you know, I've always been cool as a cucumber. So I was just like, what's up?
I can see you saying that.
You know, and I kept going.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So I wasn't going to admit to anything.
Nope.
And they didn't ask. I didn't give them a chance to ask me anything.
And you weren't going to do.
No.
Listen, let me tell you something. You're going to agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
You were not going to do the one thing that black people will never want to do is be out here looking crazy.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You are not about to have me out here looking crazy.
Mm-mm. You know, I was saying I'll cut up earlier. That was not one of the times when I would cut up.
Right.
I had to be smooth in that situation.
No doubt.
You know, later on in life, you know, I had a little period where I cut up. But but yeah, so I've been a cheater.
It happens.
It does. It's terrible. I felt bad after. I didn't feel bad in the moment, but I felt bad after.
I have a college cheating story.
I mean, I don't think it's easy to cheat in
college. I didn't go to college.
Okay.
I was in the military.
Okay.
I was in the Air Force out here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm from New York. So I came down here
mm-hmm.
in 94.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I got on to Howard University in like 95. And
it was all she wrote.
Good night. So I had this one.
It was all she wrote.
It was all she wrote. So I had this chick I was dealing with. And,
uh-huh.
You know, and I would go get her and bring her back to the dorms over in Fort Myer, Virginia.
Okay.
You know, do our thing and take her back to school. And then one day I met another chick.
Oh, okay.
And I think I met her in Quigley. Were you around?
No. You guys just moved here.
Oh, man. So it was one of the older clubs, you know, back in the day. So
okay.
I think I might have met her in Quigley mm-hmm. and, you know, started talking to her. And she just so happened to live in the same dorm as
Ooh.
The girl that I was dealing with. So I had come up there one time. And she came outside, was sitting in my car. I had a Jetta back there. It's my first car, y'all. And I'm in the driver's seat, and she No, I let her sit in the driver's seat, and I was
mm-hmm.
in the passenger seat. And then I see the other girl come walking down the sidewalk. I'm right next to her, so I'm in the passenger seat. I'm right next. And she looks at me, she looked me right in my eye. I look at her, and you know what I did? It's terrible.
Don't tell me you turned your head.
I gave her the Kanye shrug.
Ooh.
I just shrugged my shoulders like, it is what it is. And that was the last time we ever spoke. We ever even encountered each other. It was terrible,
Aww.
Man. Now, I felt bad, man. She was a sweetheart, too. She was a sweet. If I could ever see her again, I would apologize. But that was
Isn't
ill.
It always like that, though?
Oh, young
the person
and dumb,
that
man.
You, yeah. The person that you cheat on, they're always the sweetest.
She was such a sweet girl,
yeah.
man. And she was very loyal and faithful to me, I think. I mean, she was a college girl.
Like,
who knows what the hell
she,
who knows the hell she was doing?
She had a whole boyfriend
yeah,
on the other
she
side
had somebody
of
else.
Campus.
She didn't care. She didn't call me up after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because she started crying and then she wiped her face and she
right.
went to her boyfriend's room.
And the other girl never knew about it. We just continued on until I was tired of that. I'm a different person now, y'all.
Yes, we're all different. We're both different people.
I'm still wild, though. It's a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You have been listening to the Kicks and Giggles show. I'm K.S. Lewis with my good friend.
Brocky from Whiskey and Kicks.
That's right. He's hanging out with me. For Micheline Bowman tonight, who is living it up in Jamaica.
Over in JA.
That's right. Having
you
a good old time.
Stay away from them bright plants.
The bright plants. And we've been talking about cheating.
Yeah.
And so far, we agree that women are emotional cheaters and men are physical cheaters.
For sure.
Right? And so, I'm in love with you too, baby. We have people that comment. Just for those of you that are listening, we do Facebook Live and IG Live, and we have our besties and our loves that comment, and we love all of y'all too. So thank y'all so much for listening.
Good time.
But we've been talking about cheating, and so we really, I think we kind of agree that. We agree.
We're gonna lie, yo. We talked about. We got a little deep.
Yeah, we've gotten real deep. Yeah. But
you know
for the most part, we agree. We agree that you know both men and women cheat. That they are, you know, doing their thing. That nowadays it's a lot easier.
And I mean, what we just said—that's actually a reason why some women physically cheat because the guy didn't get deep enough. Uh oh.
What? Say that again? You didn't get it. Wait, I missed that.
You missed that?
I was trying to say bye to Micheline. She's heading back. She's heading back home tomorrow.
She didn't hear what I'm talking about to these idiots. You didn't get that?
No, say it again, please.
I'm saying some women go out and physically cheat because their boyfriend or man didn't get deep enough.
Oh. Well,
mentally. What are you thinking about? What do you think I was talking about?
Well, I'm saying if he can't go deep, that's only if it's.
She had to seek something else. You know what I'm saying?
But
so,
you know that might be valid.
Hell yeah, it's valid. You know it is. I mean, I'm joking right now, but
no,
you know,
but
that's
it is.
Real.
I mean, it is. There are some women that really love their man, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, here's a great example. Let's say I will not speak of myself because I only deal with winners. The old fashioned really has me tripping tonight, y'all.
Indeed.
And it's Rocky's fault.
It is.
But let's just say there's a chick who's with a man who does everything for her. He is the most wonderful man on the face of the earth, but he falls short in one area.
Mm-hmm.
He's a short dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's 63, but he's short.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is she supposed to do?
Talk to him about it, first of all.
What
have
is
a conversation.
About?
Have a conversation. Get your feelings out there so there's an understanding of what the issue is.
Okay.
And then you two decide how to address that issue. And you go from there.
What are the options of how to address that issue, though?
Change of lifestyle.
Okay.
You can introduce a change of lifestyle.
Okay.
So, you know, which could entail her seeking other, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think that will mess, like, to me, that'll mess with a dude's pride.
Yeah. So, as a woman, you have to keep the male ego in mind. And
yes.
If you women really want to be successful right here, you master the ego and you will succeed.
On the first good argument, you already know what's happening.
It depends, man. It depends on the person.
Especially
if
she fights dirty.
Yeah, for sure. Yo, little ass.
Right.
You know
like, that's
saying?
Why you can't, yeah.
But that's malicious.
It is.
At that point, then you got
that's
a different issue. If a woman it goes at you like that,
yes.
Brother, you got a different issue in hand, and you need to talk about
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody said address thug love.
Address thug love.
Thug
so
love.
I think I hear what you're saying. So if you got a dude that is, you know, real professional type of dude, he's real straightforward, straight laced, he's real sweet, you know, not really, you know, bring in the
pain. He don't have the edge.
He don't have the edge. That's a good way to put that.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you like and that's what you need. And so do you go out and seek that?
Shame on you if you committed to that person knowing that he didn't have what you want.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Now you're in a situation where you're thinking about going outside of your relationship and
you need the
and
edge.
You should feel bad about it because you committed to a person
mm-hmm.
who didn't have what you wanted up front.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, that edge. I mean, I have a friend who has a person who doesn't have that
edge.
I said, listen, one of these nights when it's raining outside,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, and you in the house and fireplace on, and you looking at that fool, he over there playing PS4, you know what I'm saying, with his buddies, and you looking at your phone, that text message come through, you might go out in the rain.
Yes, he's going out.
You had to go out in the rain.
He is going out in the rain. I'm telling you right now, he's going out in the rain.
You go out in the rain, man. So
it's going to be a whole different type of situation.
Yep. You got to be conscious of this.
Yeah, you really do.
You got to be true to yourself at all times.
I think so, too. And I think sometimes you get really caught up in maybe what you need
uh-huh.
in a relationship. And when I say need, I'm not talking about the edge. I'm talking about those things that are like practical needs.
Okay.
You know, like I think sometimes as women, we've been with a thug, we've been with a dude that's a cheater, like a notorious cheater. We've been with a dude that got a reckless mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want a dude that's going to treat us with respect. We want a dude that's going to be good to us. We want, you know, a man that's going to just shower us.
Mm-hmm.
with love and with the things that we feel like we haven't received.
Mm-hmm.
But that dude ain't got the edge.
Yeah. See, a man has to have that. He
mm-hmm.
has to walk you, he has to open the door for you. And on your way walking through the door, he has to slap you on the ass.
Yes.
So that's it, right? That's the guy you want. And a lot
right.
of people want, you know what I mean?
So, true.
But
so
some
true.
People want that more.
Everybody's not like that. Though.
Everybody's not like that.
Everybody's not like that.
You know? You know, hey, look, You got to be true to yourself. Like I said, I'm telling you, don't commit to something that you know down the line. You're going to struggle with this.
How do you get out of it? Let's say, okay, so let's say there's a scenario where you've been kind of like dipping out on your dude because he doesn't have the edge.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get out of it?
Out of that relationship?
How do you get out of the side relationship?
Ooh, the side relationship?
Or do you care?
First of all, like I always say, you have to be true to yourself, mm-hmm. right? So if you're in a situation, you got to understand that eventually it's going to come to an end.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you don't want to leave your main dude.
He's maybe you do.
But he's good to you.
But you're already doing
it. Side dude is not going to be.
You do one side dude.
Side dude is slapping you on the ass, but he is not at, like, he does not ask you how your day went.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to deal with full you. He doesn't deal with the whole you. He only has to get a part of you. Right?
So true.
So.
He gets vacation you.
Yeah, vacation, right? So if you stepped out with him and you get rid of him, you're going to step out again with someone else. Because you're still not getting what you want.
Do you think once a cheater, always a cheater?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
So you think you can be reformed from cheating?
From being a cheater.
Okay.
Cheating could just be one act. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You might have a relationship. You might have made a mistake, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, this shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You might have got jammed up. But you know, that might not be you. It might not define you as a person.
Right.
Some motherfuckers are just greedy.
Yes.
And just want to be out here knocking down whatever they can, no matter what, how great that person is at home.
Now, I feel like that's a lot of men. I feel like there's a lot of men out there that are just knocking them down.
That goes back to what I said about
the
nature of a man. Mm-hmm. And if that guy is not strong enough to fight those urges, then you're going to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be going to Miami 3 times a year, men's trips, and going to park. Brunch Sundays.
You know what I'm saying? Those of you that don't live in this area, Park is a place down in D.C.
Oh, yeah. I started getting local on y'all like that. My bad. Y'all come to D.C., I'll take y'all to Park.
Park is legit.
It's been here for a long time.
Yeah, it has.
But yeah, so you start finding yourself going out a lot.
Yeah.
So
and someone says cheating meets the acute need, chronic cheating is psychotic. What do you think about that?
Yeah, there you go. No. You're saying the same thing I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, the cheating is boom. You know what I'm saying? You made a mistake. It was like that moment. You can get jammed up, whatever. But chronic cheating, it is psychotic. Yeah.
Chronic cheating.
I agree with that.
Something wrong with you. You have a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's a doctor, by the way.
That dude ain't clean either. The odds are they are not
true.
Clean.
If
you're out there that much, man, you have a higher probability of being dirty. You know,
all right, but I mean, people, it sounds like we agree that people can, you know, they have a slip up, they can not necessarily reform, but they can be like, okay, I made a mistake, and, you know, it is what it is, it's just my mistake.
And you can get past that. You, as a couple, you can get past that moment.
You can talk through it.
You can talk through it.
Or you can go to therapy.
You can go to therapy.
But a guy can't grow a bigger dick, I'm sorry.
No, you cannot grow a bigger dick, fellas. y'all out there, I'm sorry, but communication. You know what I'm saying? From what I hear, these guys can work their magic.
You hear what he's saying, ladies?
I'm not saying shit about me, but I've heard.
Of course not you.
That, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Let me be clear.
This is crazy. I finished my bourbon like an hour ago.
And you did. I'm just now finishing.
Yeah, that's a good pace. That's a good pace to you. But, yeah, you know what I mean? So, again, communication. You have to talk to your significant other about whatever problems or ideas you might be having or whatever it is. Unless you're just a snake and want
to
get on.
You go to stroke school.
Go to stroke school.
Yeah, you said. That's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it is. You can go to stroke school. Someone just said you can go to stroke school. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like I need to start a new business. Get some No, I ain't.
You're really talking big.
No. I'm just going to get some instructors in there. I'm not teaching no classes or nothing like that. I just want to reap
the. I'm like, damn, should we change up the
I am not bragging about thing. I'm bragging about my business acumen. That's a good idea. Learn to twerk. He can learn to twerk. Somebody's wilding on your live right now.
Always wild.
That's
I love
fantastic.
Her. All right. Well, you've been listening to the Kicks and Giggles show. I'm KS Lewis.
and Brocky from Whiskey and Kicks.
That's right. He's standing in for Micheline Bowman tonight. And on second and fourth Mondays at 9 p.m., this is what we're doing. We're talking about everything from the Roots to the Tooth.
I told myself I wasn't going to try to fill her shoes. I'm just going to walk around barefoot.
You've done a superb job.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Fun. So
yes.
Fun being on someone else's platform.
Hey, and I'm glad you were able to come and hang out with me.
Uh-huh.
We talked about cheating tonight. We talked about stroke school.
Stroke school.
Listen, I'm all for it. Can I just be like one of the people that I need to be on the application panel? I need to be, if it's a stroke school, I need to be one of the people that is making the decision about who gets to participate in stroke school. Now, I don't
mean that.
No, I'm just saying, like, now I don't want to be tested. I don't want to be a tester. I just want to be like, yep, let that one in. Yep, let him in. Yep, let him in.
I will.
Nope, sorry. Try again.
You are on
time.
The step, because I'm not going
to
be doing that.
My man said. You don't need to.
My man said, no one is ever completely honest. This is true.
No, that's so true.
That is 100% true.
Wait a minute.
My man Torrance said he'll teach for me.
Uh-oh, what Torrance look like?
That's my man. This guy is
a okay,
joke.
So I was just trying to wrap up, but now that makes me think, like, what does that mean? No one is ever completely honest.
Well, it's impossible. It's impossible to be completely honest all
you
the time.
You think so?
Yeah, and there's nothing
this
wrong
with that. This is our last point,
there's,
by the way.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with... So let's say you and your girlfriend's got a chat.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you and your girlfriend's got a chat.
Uh-huh.
And who God knows what's said and done in there, right?
Do those exist?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know, right? So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He doesn't, you know, like, if it ever became a topic or... came up in the discussion, he doesn't need to know the vivid details, the little details about that. Technically, you're not being honest, but it's not necessarily a lie either. Or,
true.
You know what I'm saying? You have to...
What am I talking about in this said chat with my girlfriend?
Oh, come on. Listen.
I'm wondering what men think that women are talking about.
Y'all, women are disgusting. Y'all are talking all types of nonsense.
I don't even have any more. I thought I had some more drinks.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Don't sit here. You don't have. It's cool. It's
you
cool.
Said, fill the glass. 30 more minutes, right?
30 more
They're
minutes.
They're enjoying our conversation.
Good, man. That's a good thing.
We have 30 more minutes on the tape. But
yeah, yeah. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, women, y'all get it in just like men do. Y'all even worse with each other than we are.
You
I know
think
y'all
so?
Like,
you
yeah.
think women actually are sitting around talking about what? What are we talking about?
Dick pics?
Okay.
Right.
Pick for one. What else?
Talking about how good he was at, you know, doing whatever you want him to do to you and how you sucked that dick all night last night.
Am I lying? No. But I'm saying no, you're not lying. I'm sure there's a lot of that's happening.
Hell yeah, it's happening.
But do men talk about that too?
Hell yeah. We talk all types of shit.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk about all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the way
I agree, Ebony. I think we're angels.
Yeah, right. That her saying that right now on your live tells me that I'm right. Hey, people checking in. Women are worse. Somebody just said women are worse.
Yes. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about cheating tonight. We've been talking about whether or not men or women cheat better, who does it the most, who does it the least, why they do it, and...
yeah,
and so on and so forth. And then we talked about a stroke school.
Stroke
I'm gonna be
school.
An investor in that. I'm on the board.
I already got one instructor.
I'm on the board for the stroke school all day. Sign me up, Rocky.
You know
you're gonna do the business plan. For
I'm her. Just doing the business plan. I'm not showing up. I'm going. If I get, I'm gonna have my own elevator. I don't want to see all this shit happening in that place.
Well, if this said group exists that you're talking about, I'll invite all of them to come and help.
There you go. We can make this work.
Yeah,
I don't know if this
is
legal.
You know we know how to make money.
Is this technically called a brothel?
Probably.
Is that what we're saying right now?
This is actually a brothel.
So we're talking about opening a brothel.
Yeah.
That's where we've gone from cheater to opening a brothel.
Cheater brothels are where it's at.
So I think we concluded that black men do cheat.
As well as black women.
As well as black women.
Well,
anybody else.
Every woman and every man.
Yeah.
Has the potential. And there are some men and women that just do not cheat. We have to say that.
Yes.
We have
For
to.
Sure. for sure. That is definitely a guarantee.
And there were a couple of people that said that, you know, monogamy was definitely their thing.
Mm-hmm.
That they felt like they were a dying breed. And
mm-hmm.
so we have to acknowledge that there are definitely some people that find the person that they believe is the right person for them, and that's just it.
Yep. Yep. You have to be grounded in something, I think, as a couple, though.
But for everybody else.
Yeah. It's rough. It's rough out here.
Yeah.
But I think it helps, you know, I'm a spiritual person.
Me too.
I used to be more of a religious person at a certain point in my life,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I was at my best as far as not having temptation on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it helps when a couple is grounded in some type of spirituality or something of that nature to help them.
Because it really
honor.
Helps them see that it's a bigger picture.
It's a bigger picture. It's a bigger picture.
It's a bigger picture.
And you're focusing your energy into something else, you know
what
I'm saying, as opposed to all the women out there with the with the fatties and stuff like that.
The women
and,
with the
and fans. The guys with the gray sweatpants.
All day.
I know what girls like. They like gray
like
sweatpants.
Yeah, we like the gray sweatpants.
I don't have on gray sweatpants today.
You got on sweatpants.
I got
though,
on
y'all.
Sweatpants though. It's not a video. It's
that's
not a video
saying,
podcast.
But
it's
I
audio.
Can see it.
Oh Lord, have mercy. See.
And he made me a drink.
And I did.
Yes, a very strong drink.
It was kind of.
What
sweet.
Time you gotta go home? I'm just kidding.
I'm about to run out of here, y'all.
Right. He's gonna have to run out. But anyway, thank you so much for coming by tonight and hanging out with me. I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you, man. This has been, you know, our relationship has been dope from the beginning.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we have great chemistry, and I'm always down and willing to just work with you and try to be creative with you
in any way. Awesome. Well, there you have it, guys. Brocky from Whiskey and Kicks hung out with me tonight, and we had a bomb time. Thank you so much for listening. For those of you who would like to hear more of the Kicks and Giggles Show, please subscribe. You can go into our page on Facebook, the Kicks and Giggles Show, or you can check us out on Apple Podcast, on Spreaker, on Blog Talk Radio, or Spotify. And we are on every second and fourth Monday night at 9 p.m. That's it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you soon. Have a good one.